Drummer, percussionist, and vocalist Terry Lynn Carrington has a brand new project, Terry Lynn Carrington and Social Science. And this project is really birthed out of what's happening in the social and political landscape here in America. It delves into several very pertinent topics from race, gender, I mean, class, sexuality, faith, all of that. And she has some amazing musicians along with her for the ride. Terry Lynn Carrington joins me on the line along with Aaron Parks, pianist and keyboardist on this project, and Matthew Stevens, guitarist. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Great.
Right.
How are you?
Great to be here.
I'm so excited about this project. It's so moving. A few of the tracks on the project really jumped out at me. I mean, you've got Malcolm Jamal Warner. What made you want to delve into these particular topics for this project?
Well, I mean, this band started with conversations we were having on the road in different configurations, and we just had a like-mindedness and alignment in thought. And I've kind of always wanted to be in a band. Even when I've played with great people like Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter, I didn't play with them long enough with the same amount of musicians. The same musicians. So I didn't feel like a band sound really developed. So I feel like I was a bit robbed of that experience over my career. So the three of us started talking about doing a band project, and it really culminated when the election happened and we realized now was the time to do what we had been talking about doing.
Talk to me a little bit about the title you chose for the project, Waiting Game.
You know, it's interesting about titles. You never know what a title will be, I think, for a record until it's finished. And I believe that for this one, I just called you guys and Aaron and Matt and like was felt like, is there a song, a particular song that would be good for the title? And actually, I remember Matt saying, because the song was originally called The Waiting Game, and Matt said, how about just Waiting Game? So we changed the title of the song, too.
Wow. So you have really gathered so many incredible musicians for this project. Tell me about the process of really wrangling such amazing talent for this work. I see you have Maimuna Youssef on here, my sister from D.C.
Yeah. Kokai's from D.C., too. Well, D.C. in the house. I just try to call people I know. And I think Matt was the one that actually pointed to Maimuna. It was around the time of that Common Tiny Desk. Well, it was actually August Green's Tiny Desk concert. And we were all vibing on Maimuna. I think I called three different people to try to get her number.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we went through Ben Williams and Chris Fun, a couple more people, and then we tracked her down.
And Malcolm's an old friend of mine. And at Rhapsody, actually, I just had only met once at a Monk Institute event at the White House. And we just had been remained in touch texting. And it was an 11th hour hookup because she, you know, was busy and I didn't think she would do it. So I was just about to, find somebody else. And she said, okay, I'm going to the studio tomorrow. And she did it. And I think that really came out great. And that's on Aaron wrote the piece,
The Anthem.
But it was originally had another title. But see, the titles changed. So that's why I don't worry about titles till the end.
Right. Yeah. Her contributions to that song really just transformed and elevated it into a whole other thing. It's really a powerful, polemic performance and optimistic as well.
You know, I noticed that you're really delving into a variety of genres for this project. I mean, it isn't just jazz. What do you call it? Because you touch on so many different areas. I hear some rock in there. I hear some hip hop. There's a little bit of classical as well.
I think that for us, we, as musicians, share a set of musical priorities that have little to do with genre, or rather they don't pertain to a genre in particular. And so I think that our process with this was that there was an unsaid level and bar that we were holding all the music to. And in terms of its composition, its production, the performances themselves, and I think that collectively we were less worried about genre and even identifying genre than we were just holding it to a certain level of excellence collectively.
That's a really good way of putting it, Matt. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think really, you know, beyond just putting it into a box, if you will, it really speaks to really the U.S., of course, is a melting pot. And I think this music is a great representation of where we are, not only socially and politically, but how we are as a nation.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Was that conscious?
Yeah, I think it was conscious to make a commentary on many of the things that are happening right now, that a lot of them are things that have been happening for a long time. And you just get to a point, I think, that you're sick and tired enough to step out and speak on these things. And, you know, with instrumental jazz, it's harder to get those points across, which is why I really wanted vocals and spoken word and rap on the record to help illustrate our thoughts and feelings more.
Well, I also think that it's very interesting how, in addition to the things that we're speaking out against, the fact that all of these genres, these so-called genres, are blending together, how that does represent something about what this country could be. Not necessarily everything that it fully lives up to at the moment, but what the idea of it seemed like it was, what we wish it could be.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Now, another tune that really jumped out at me, to just kind of smacked me in my face, if you will, was The Anthem featuring Rhapsody. Talk to me a little bit about that track.
Well, The Anthem, that was a song that I brought to the band, and that's one of many songs that, through the process of recording and collaborating, it's evolved and taken on a meaning beyond what it was when we first brought it. It was instrumental at first, and when Rhapsody came on, she, I believe you talked to her a bit about what you had an idea for, right, Terry?
Yeah. I mean, I just told her that I thought that the theme, it would fit nicely if it could be, if gender equity or gender justice could be the theme. Mm-hmm. And then she came back strong with it.
Yes, she sure did. Wow.
There are so many tracks on this album that touch on so many much needed topics. I mean, from sexual freedom. I really appreciate how you are delving into these topics that people don't necessarily want to talk about or don't feel comfortable with talking about.
Well, you know, I teach at Berklee College of Music. And what I've noticed with young people these days is that they're not really afraid to talk about these issues. It's actually more normal for them for something to, or somebody not to be a part of the defined norm. People are very comfortable with being more fluid, very comfortable with others. It's kind of, the world is changing right in front of us. And I feel strongly that people of even my generation and older have to really look at a changing world, honestly. Time magazine had a cover story called Beyond He or She, and it said that 20% of all millennials did not identify straight or cisgendered. And I thought, wow, that's one in every five people. And in the future, even if it doesn't remain that, it's a different society. Because these are the people that you go to school with, you work with.
Right.
And it's really pointing to something different. So I just encourage everybody to kind of look at things as they are.
I really appreciate just how much love is flowing from this project. Social science really is something that is much needed right now in our time that we're living in. So thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you. I think that you can only be your authentic selves, and I don't think this project would have come together if we all didn't, you know, believe in these issues and how we're approaching them, and really also have hope for a better, more just world.
And I think what you said about love, that's really encouraging that you're feeling that coming from the record, because for all of the things that we're talking about and all of the problems that we have, that's definitely our aim, is to have it. Yes, we're talking about what's wrong, but we're also trying to show up open-hearted and put that into the music. And in addition to the systemic things that we need to address, we need people to show up whole in order to make the change that we want in the world. And so, having an open-hearted kind of music is something that I think can be one part of the solution.
we consciously or unconsciously have sort of put together our own little microcosm of what that is and what that could be by having a group that is multi-ethnic, multi-gender, multi-generational. And there's just, we have a great time together. We learn from each other. We really enjoy spending time together. And to Terry and Aaron's point, it's a unique collaboration that I think has yielded a unique result due in large part to that fact.
And we all have fluid roles mm-hmm. in the band as well, much of the time. You know, I'm playing the piano sometimes, but sometimes Morgan, who plays bass most of the time in the band, he switches to play saxophone. I take up the bass role. Mm. And so we've got that shifting texture, which isn't fixed in certain roles.
Wow, so you guys are just killing.
And I'm just waiting for my turn to play bass on the next record.
Wow.
Come on.
Right. You got to get in on that.
That's right.
So your album release, guys, is happening on November 30th at LPR.
Yes. And please come hang out with us. If nothing else, it'll feel like a party. We'll make sure that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's always a party with you, Terry, so absolutely.
Okay, I don't know how to take that, but yes.
That's a good thing. Well, thank you guys so much, Terry Lynn Carrington, Aaron Parks, Matthew Stevens. The project is called Waiting Game. It's from Terry Lynn Carrington and Social Science, available on all digital platforms right now. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you.